This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
James Palmer, welcome.
Golf clap.
Scoop City, baby.
This is awesome. I don't know. Diana and I were texting a little bit, Chase. She was like, I'm hearing from people in the league. This is awesome. You guys are getting bigger. We're having great NFL conversation. We all have known each other forever. Diana put out, actually, I will say this. She's like, Scoop City has a new mayor, which I was pretty stoked about. I've never been interested.
Mayor of Scoop Town, baby.
I know. I've never been interested in local politics, but this might be a role for me. I mean, and they're important. The mayor in Jaws 2 is the same as the mayor in Jaws 1, which was a huge issue. So maybe I should get involved in the local politics of Scoop City. Let's do this.
This is the mayor talking.
All right.
Maybe I'll see James Palmer at one of those mayoral summits, since I am the mayor of Worrytown.
Yeah, Lawrence is the thrice elected mayor of Worrytown. Keeps trying to get me to buy property there in terms of some Bears things. All I've done so far is stop at a rest stop in Concernville.
That's not what records indicate.
You can see Worrytown from there. By the way, anytime we talk Bears training camp coverage on The Score, it's presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. But Scoop City is a very different kind of place.
It is, and now James is the mayor of it, and we are happy to have him here on The Score. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, James, congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you, guys. And there wasn't even an election. I just kind of like got it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
I should be in a suit, I feel like, but no,
we don't. We don't do elections in Chicago. We just do, like, you know, rigged voting, essentially. So congrats.
I feel like this was kind of that. But yeah, I'm working with a lot of great friends. I've known Chase forever. I've known Diana forever. I mean, when I was at NFL Network for a decade and she was at ESPN, we were the two, you know, only idiots in a stadium at 6 a.m., doing live shots for our respective morning shows on Sundays. So we sat on sidelines forever talking and chopping it up and, you know, comparing stories. So getting a chance to cover the league with her and always having somebody there to where, like, a perfect example is we were breaking down quarterbacks and I'm like, hey, Chase, I talked to a couple of guys in Tennessee. It was kind of like Cam Ward's drifting a little bit. You see that too? He's like, yeah, I see that too. You know what I mean? To get that kind of affirmation, I think, is kind of cool when you can talk with a guy who's been in the league as long as he is, but also have the reporter minds that I think Diana and I have.
Can you let Chase know that we haven't done it yet, but we're going to? He will be an inaugural member of Hall of Famers at the Bank. We have made sure that he is first ballot. He is going in the first class. Now we have this in Monte Carlo in our mind, But yeah, he is a first ballot Hall of Famer at the bank, and we want him to know that we appreciate him for being that.
Yeah, the parameter, one of the parameters is the amount of work per dollar actually earned.
Yeah,
right?
The fact that he spent so much time in the league, he didn't get hurt, he didn't have to get hurt, and he walked away with millions. Like that is
14 years is a long time.
It is. And what, less starts than years, right? In his career or something like that. And that's how you become a Hall of Famer at the bank. And we applaud that man and salute that man as he's getting ready to go into our inaugural class.
I like it.
I think it'll be him and like Bobby Bonilla. I think they'll be the only two that are gonna go in this year.
But that's a good one.
We'll talk
about it. How's Bobby not in yet? I mean, this has been going on for an eternity.
Well, we just started the Hall of Fame at the bank. So that's why we're going to put Chase in. He's going in.
It's hard to keep up with our bits, James. we understand. Like we understand. What are you hearing from people about Bears camp and about how the Caleb and Ben Johnson relationship is blooming? Like, we're on top of it and dealing with it every day. I'm wonder what is kind of breaking through into the national zeitgeist.
Yeah, it's been something to see. It's been a little rough, I'll be honest. I think they've designed it that way. I think Ben's designed it that way. I think I've been on here talking to you guys before about, you know, the way Ben's wired, and I think he wants to accomplish a lot in a short period of time. And I think we're seeing the results of that. When I talk to people nationally that have been through there and people I know around the league, it's, you know, let's see how much Caleb can handle. Let's throw everything at him. You know, Ben saw tendencies even from Detroit before he took the job, pre-snap with eyes or whatever it is that he wanted to fix, and he wanted to fix quickly. And I think what he's trying to do is see how much, you know, Caleb can take, and then they're going to, you know, start to mold it after that. I think we look at this training camp portion, and the Bears have done it a little bit in the manner in which I'm describing, but you got this week, really, and then you're going to start kind of having the next week would be your prep week, right? Like your fake prep week for a game, and then you're kind of out of camp, and you're going to have an idea of what Caleb can do, what he can't do, what works for the entire offense, and it's not that much of a time period to be able to do that. So you saw him just overload Caleb is what we saw. And there's been some bad days. Certainly there have been. And it's, you know, he's not alone in that. This is a, you know, there's a lot of verbiage in this. I'm sitting here in Denver. I had a conversation with Bo Nix during this training camp here. And he was like, last year with everything Sean Payton has instead of verbiage, I just memorized all of it. I didn't know what I was saying. I just tried to memorize all of it. Now in year two, I kind of got the why of it. Well, Caleb's kind of going through what Bo went through last year with an offense that has a ton of verbiage in it. So there's a lot here. And that was the design. And now I think after this week, we're going to kind of start seeing, you know, how Ben kind of designs this and what he saw during this period.
The hope is that it gets distilled down and that the best version of Caleb Williams at this point in his career pops up. What do you remember? Because, you know, Bo Nix came on towards the end of the season last year. Jaden Daniels was obviously incredible, perhaps the best quarterback in the NFC as we stand here and talk. What did those two guys, from what you've heard from around the league, what were they able to do to get to that place?
Well, I think they both went about it a little differently. Like, Bo had a, and this could equate to Caleb too, Bo had a great defense, right? And he acknowledged that he had a great defense. And he played like he had a great defense. He didn't take very many sacks. He protected the football. And not taking very many sacks is the opposite of what Caleb did this past year. But Bo kind of knew, like, I'm going to get the ball back. My defense is probably going to take care of business. But he didn't have a lot of great skill players around him. And I think what he did is he limited, you know, and Sean's great at this. And that's a big part of why you go and you pay a Ben Johnson what you pay him, and you pay a, you know, Sean Payton what you pay him, and you go and you overpay, you know, at a coordinator spot to get Cliff Kingsbury, is because of what they can do to help your quarterback. And I think that's what both of them did. I mean, they listened to their guy, did a number of, you know, Commanders games. I think poise is a big part that both of them had. I think the number of starts that they had in college was huge for both of them. I mean, they're two of the most, you know, veteran rookies that we've seen in recent memory. I think that allowed him to slow the game down. I think that was one of the issues that Caleb had, and hopefully Ben can help out in that sense. But the two of them really had a good, you know, good mindset of not hurting themselves and evolving as the season went on. But I think it's the play caller that also played a big part in it. I had a number of conversations with Sean. I had conversations with guys on that offensive staff in Washington. It was, we're really figuring out as quickly as possible what a guy can do, but more importantly, what he can't. And then we put him in the best, you know, situation to succeed. I know that's kind of like coach speak, but that's essentially how they did it, but they figured it out quickly. And I think that was a big part of how their successes lie.
Football Talk on the Score is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
You know, I'm looking at Bo Nix's game log from last year, James, and you know, there were a couple losses and then three wins. And in that fifth game is where the QB rating got above 100 for the first time. And and then it didn't get above 100 until, again, in the eighth game. And then there were a couple in 10 and 11, and then he finished the year with three in a row. You know, so because we're trying to figure out what's fair. What's fair for our expectations of Caleb in terms of seeing him be efficient. And look, this Bears defense should be pretty good under Dennis Allen, and hopefully they'll run the hell out of the ball. And he won't have to be great, but should we think about this as a rookie year in terms of when to have expectations of his personal standard of excellence, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, your number one goal this year is, and this was what, you know, Denver had, and I think Washington actually figured it out very, very quickly in camp. There's a couple of specific plays that were told to me early on where they were just like, yep, this is the guy. It didn't happen that quick with Bo. You mentioned kind of that slow start he had, and it kind of picked up as it went. Your goal is to make sure Caleb's the guy. And like, we had Mike Sando on our show, and I probably everybody has had him on their show with his quarterback tiers that have come out. And Caleb, he told me, was like one of the most fascinating, you know, players that he asked his 50-person panel, whether it's GMs or head coaches or executives, of where the talent level is tier one. Can he process fast enough? Can he make decisions fast enough? The pre-snap, all that stuff, and we were just talking about it. That's a big part of what Ben wants to do. Can he do all of that in year two? Can you see enough of an incremental growth, because the talent's there, that he will be headed in the right direction? Or, and I was having this conversation with Mike, the player that they're most frustrated with when he asks this 50 group each and every year, year after year, is it's Trevor Lawrence, like another number one pick, all sorts of talent, right? And really was that guy where he shouldn't be able to move like this at this size. But like, he's just really frustrated a lot of evaluators in the league when they see this talent and it's just not getting there and he's almost stalled. I think that's what Chicago is trying to, you know, make sure doesn't happen with Caleb Williams, and that's why you go and you make the move for Ben Johnson. That's why, hell, the Jacksonville Jaguars went and somehow in the middle of the night lured Liam Cohen to come down there, and really that's all the focus on Travis Hunter. It's really on Trevor Lawrence if you look at Cohen, because these guys have talent. Can you get him to go out there and put it together? That's really what you have to figure out this year with Caleb.
We've been having the conversation, and it happens every year, the choice of to play quarterbacks in the preseason, to not play them. And there's really no consensus. You look around, some of the greatest coaches in the game play their quarterbacks. Some of the greatest coaches in the game don't. When you talk to people about this, what do they say?
It is two schools of thought. The one that is dominating now is if you had joint practices heading into the game, it skews the belief of playing in the game. I think that's a one that's becoming more prominent, and you've seen the joint practices increase across the league after they eliminated one of the preseason games. So that controlled environment where you can keep working a variety of things has kind of changed a little bit of it. You saw Joe Burrow push and push to get out there because they've had slow starts. Andy Reid has always wanted and always has played Patrick Mahomes. Sean Payton has always played his starters. I just think whatever philosophy you have for your building, it better be told to the group pretty clearly about why you're going about it, because I don't think there's a right or wrong. I really don't. I mean, like, you look at Rashawn Slater go down and just like a regular run in the middle training camp practice while he's in the back of a, you know, a back pedal and he's taking on a bull rush. Injuries can happen at any point. So, I mean, like I say, I'm down the middle, but with that said, I'm kind of more like, you know, go out there and get some game, you know, atmosphere, game environment. To me, and in the particular situation in Chicago with, you know, there's this big workout beforehand and Caleb doesn't play. Like, if I'm Ben Johnson, I want him to go through what I expect to happen on a game day as many times as possible before they count. Like, what happens in the locker room, what happens pregame, what happens in communication, every aspect of it. Because this is now my show. To me, I think with a new coach, I'd be a little bit leaning more towards playing guys.
So far, only five quarterbacks in Cleveland. Tyler Huntley.
Check notes? Correct.
Tyler Huntley's fifth on the depth chart, but you never know. I mean, the day's not over. Shedeur Sanders is fourth. If you had to answer this with your gut, does Shedeur Sanders start a game as a rookie?
Oh, yeah. Certainly does. I think he does. I think it's almost impossible with the way the reps have gone for either rookie to start week one. I just don't think that's possible to have them up to speed and what these two guys have learned. Hell, they think Dylan Gabriel. I don't know who I was talking about, but Dylan Gabriel is going to play meaningful snaps. They think he's obviously further along than Shedeur. But listen, in camp, injuries happen, opportunities happen. You saw Shedeur go out there. Both touchdown throws are NFL throws, big time. And they really were. Now, I would say this. Talking to people around the league and in Cleveland, we're maybe all a little bit higher on Shedeur than they are in the building. Not that they're down on him. They're more realistic from what they've seen practice in, practice out. They believe he's coming along like a rookie quarterback should. But with that said, is Joe Flacco your quarterback after this year? Is Kenny Pickett even on your team after this training camp? We're not entirely sure. You have multiple first-round picks with the Travis Hunter trade. You need to see if Shedeur is the guy. You need to see if Dylan Gabriel is the guy, like, because you can go after one of these guys in this class of next year. So I do think these joint practices are going to be big. I'm going to be excited to talk to some people I know in Philadelphia to see how that went. But I think he has deserved more reps. He's taken very few reps with the twos even. He's taken no reps with the ones in camp. And I think he has earned more reps in practice. Then we'll see what he does with those when he starts playing with some, you know, twos.
In defense of your football brain, Taylor Gabriel, in a football career that went to the Browns, the Falcons, and the Bears, had 228 catches and 2,800 yards.
There it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
There it is.
There it is.
James, congratulations again.
Probably on a fantasy team at some point. Yeah.
For sure. Scoop City is better with you on it, and I'm really, really happy for you, man. It's going to turn out great, and we look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
Appreciate it. And I will be saying this to Chase, so watch the next episode. I'm going to tell him that he is headed to the inaugural class of what is the official name of it?
Hall of Famer at the bank. You have to do the pause. It has to be Hall of Famer at the bank.
Yeah, I'll do three dots right here in my notes so I know about a pause.
That's what I'm talking about. Thanks, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. All right, guys, take it easy.
It's James Palmer from Scoop City.
I mean, the dream officially should be for Chase Daniel to make an acceptance speech at the inaugural induction ceremony.
Just the fact that he knows is good enough for me.
Texture says Tony Snell.
Well, I mean, you know? Yes, but also no, because he didn't get enough games. And I felt bad because he needed that extra, like, I think he would need like six or seven games to qualify for the pension. And he has a sick child. Like, there's a whole thing.
How about Anthony Rendon as a potential Hall of Famer?
The voters hate him. he was supposed to work for his money and didn't.
Hey, if you're caller six right now to the contest line, you're going to win a pair of tickets to go to Riot Fest. Hell yeah. Be caller 6 to 312-540-0670. You win a pair of general admission passes to Riot Fest on Friday, the 19th of September. And Riot Fest that weekend, 19th to the 21st at Douglas Park in Chicago. Go to riotfest.org for details.
Yes, yes. We are trying to hook people up and send them where they need to go. That list that James mentioned, we should probably spend some time on that on tomorrow's show.
Oh, yes. And the quotes therein are jarring. That's the, yeah, I've got those. I've pulled those. Let's discuss on tomorrow's show.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to cut today's show short. But the good thing is that you're going to get Cubs baseball. The Cubs are taking on the Blue Jays in Toronto. Pregame is getting ready to start. First pitch is at 6:07 on The Score on the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. I like to throw those in.
Man, that pause was extremely pregnant.
About 5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
On that one.
Was that all it was?
Yeah, just about five.
Okay. All right.
We can work on that tomorrow.
I don't know. I think it's good, man. You're the arbiter of such things, you know? I have a few lanes, but in terms of the level of pregnancy, of pauses, I'm comfortable letting that be your lane.
Thanks. I appreciate
that. You got it, man.
Another great job by Baby T.
Yeah, just ask him. How'd you do today? How'd you do?
Baby T did a good job, according to you guys.
Thank you, sir.
See?
I'll go with your guys' analysis.
Yeah.
Baby T will go with our analysis. You
better believe it. And shout out to Alex for holding the show down. For my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support. You show the show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow, leading you into Cubs Blue Jays, which is getting ready to start off right about now. Enjoy yourself and enjoy Cubs baseball on The Score. We'll see you tomorrow, too.
I think that they're starting to separate themselves from each other. I still think that battle's wide open. There's a lot of football left to be had. You know, Ben said it today in a team meeting. We're really halfway through camp at this point. And so that's starting to become clear, but we are still very much in a battle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.